You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
It is now time for a word from the Lord from evangelist Pat Montgomery.
Praise the Lord, my friends. It is indeed a privilege and an honor to be with you again this beautiful Sunday morning. I want to start this word with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, for you and you alone are worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun and to the going down of the same, your name, Lord Jesus, is worthy to be praised. Now, Lord, we pray that each one listening to this broadcast would empty themselves of themselves and receive what it is that you would have them to hear directly from the throne room of grace, directly from your holy word, the Bible, and not only hear your word, but become doers of your word also. This I pray in Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Well, my friends, for the last couple of months, we've been studying the person of the Holy Spirit and what the Lord would have you to know today. And this is the conclusion of this word, and we're calling it part three. We've reviewed who the Holy Spirit is. He's the third person of the Godhead, which is referred to as the Trinity, the Father, the Son, whom we know as Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, who is also known as the Holy Ghost. Now, there are several areas in our lives when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior that the Holy Spirit himself administers to our need, and he operates in these very, very significant, very, very instrumental and crucial areas of our lives. We discovered through this word that he is omnipotent, he is omniscient, and he is omnipresent. That means that the Holy Spirit is all-powerful, he's all-knowing, and he's everywhere at the same time. And if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he lives in you. He wants to indwell in you. That means that according to the book of St. John, he will lead and guide you into all truths. In other words, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. He is our guide. So I don't have time to give you all the different facets wherewith the Holy Spirit operates, but I will refresh your memory, those of you that have not been listening and those of you that have been following this word. I will just tell you that he was given to us when we received Jesus Christ, and he is a supernatural power that is operating in our lives. Now, some of the functions, some of the areas that he works in us, he moves in us, is that he creates. He's our creativity. He renews our minds. He convicts us of sin. He baptizes us in the Holy Spirit. He anoints. He empowers. He enables. He sanctifies us, meaning he sets us apart for the work of Christ, for kingdom building. He bears witness of Jesus Christ. He reveals things to come. He comforts us. He gives joy. He gives discernment of spirit. He bears fruit, enables us to bear fruit in our lives. And we all know what that fruit of the Spirit is: love, joy, kindness, contentment, long-suffering, meekness, mildness, kindness, all of that good fruit. He gives gifts. The Holy Spirit gives gifts. My gift might not be like your gift, but if you have accepted Jesus Christ, you have your own God-given gifts. And yes, the Holy Spirit, as I said, is the third person in the Godhead, so he is also God. Amen. So also, I would like you to know that he makes intercession for us. He talks to the Father on our behalf through Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of Jesus, but we also have a heavenly language that we get directly from the Holy Spirit. And the Bible say that he gives liberally to all that ask of him. So if you want to speak your heavenly language, all you need to do is ask, and you will receive that gift. So sometimes we don't know what to pray in the natural, but praise God, we can pray in our heavenly language, and the Holy Spirit will take that utterance and he will deliver it directly into the throne room of grace. And that is the perfect prayer, praise God, that we need to be praying at that time. Hallelujah. And we must be born again. And what that means is we must be born of spirit and of water, because the Bible says in St. John 3:5 that if you do not allow yourself to be born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the Holy Spirit is with the believer, and he convicts the sinner and draws him to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. He is known as our comforter, our helper, and every believer, every Christian should be aware, praise God, of what the Father God has provided for the believer in and through the third person of the Trinity, the powerful Holy Spirit. And he is a he. He's not a it. He's not some long lost spirit way in the sky somewhere that's unreachable. He is not just in us to make us speak in other tongues or to jump over benches and run around the church. And of course, we can do those things if he liberates at that particular moment for us to do that. But the Lord wants you to know, the Holy Spirit wants you to know this morning, that he is so much more than animating us. He's powerful if you allow him to do the work that he is destined to do and designed to do in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's move a little bit further. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm entering into part three. I pretty much brought you up to par on what we've discussed during the first two parts of this word. Now, Acts 2:4 says that, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And we all have heard about the experience in the upper room when they all began to speak in other tongues. So that's how we get our heavenly language, by believing that if God did it for them back in that day, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 11:2 says, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding. When you allow the Holy Spirit to have his perfect work in you, he becomes the spirit of counsel and might in you. You receive the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Praise God. Now, we want the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit because he is our power source. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So I say unto you all, according to St. Matthew 7:7, that if you ask, it will be given unto you. Whatever it is you desire of the Lord, whether it's spiritual gifts, unknown tongues, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, word of prophecy, whatever it is you desire to be used in your life to further the kingdom of God and also edify your own body as well as edifying the body of Christ at large, then you need to ask God, who gives liberally to all men. And also, if you seek, you will find, knock, and it will be opened up unto you. Hallelujah. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened unto him. Hallelujah. The Bible teaches us that when God, who is infinite, reveals himself in three-dimensional temporal universe, he appears as the Trinity. God, the Holy Spirit, is the third person of the triune Godhead. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit regenerates, seals you until the day of Jesus Christ. He baptizes you into the body of Christ, and he desires to indwell in you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Holy Spirit will anoint you, praise God, the very moment you accept and trust Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And finally, my brothers and my sisters, the Holy Spirit wishes to leave this scripture prayer to all that are listening and are struggling with the decision to accept Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Or maybe you have no power in your lives, and that's because you're not allowing the Holy Spirit to rise up big in you. You are living a defeated life. So this word is for you. Hallelujah. It is found in Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 14. And it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him." He's able to allow us to live holy lives. "In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons and daughters through faith in Jesus Christ, through the praise and glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us through the beloved. In Jesus we have redemption through Jesus's blood, the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus, according to the riches of his grace." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, won't you accept Christ today and receive eternal life, strength, and power for your life? Praise his holy name and thank God for his word. Well, be blessed, my friends, and remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I.